This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking you a question. Is it time for you to be still? Recently, we talked about those feelings you can have when God appears silent. We acknowledge that the key is to trust God in His silence. If you can strengthen your faith when God seems silent by remaining still, you will grow even more intimate with Him. While some situations require us to step out in faith and to take action, there are other situations that call for us just to be still. Good discernment is knowing the difference between the two. This is exactly what happened to the tribe of Dan. They didn't believe the land allotted to them was sufficient for all of their families, so they decided to act by taking matters into their own hands and conquering another town. The outcome was disastrous. Because the tribe couldn't be still and trust that God's promise to them would ultimately come to fruition, they were led to failure. Their lack of trust in God kept them from His promise. There will be times when you find yourself in an uncertain place where you believe nothing is working in your favor. The inclination at that point is to take action. Sometimes taking any action feels better than just being still, yet being still is what is required. If you're struggling with your trust in God today and are confused as to whether you should act or be still, I invite you to tune into the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today as I share my own personal experience with being still. But before you do, carry these few words with you today. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. So today, be still.